this National News Edition originates from VK1WIA and is rebroadcast throughout Australia and around the world under a common licence published on the WIA website. This WIA National News Service is copyright to the Wireless Institute of Australia, and rebroadcast is authorised only under the provisions of that common licence. WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Clee, VK8ZZ.
Hello, it's just me.
Welcome to the WIA National News and the Alara Edition. WIA News is on RF, text and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
The WIA National News this week is the Alara Edition. You'll hear from Linda, VK7QP, Leslie, VK5LOL, Norma, VK2YL, and myself, Shirley, VK5YL. However, we ladies will also be joined by WIA President Scott and the WIA's RD Contest Manager, Alan. Now, making news this week, Women in Amateur Radio is a panel to be held at the RSGB Convention in October. More details on our Lara Contest, which is always the last full weekend of August, that from Alicia, VK2FASH, our contest manager for Alara. The New Zealand YL group is a newish group formed after Waro went into recess last year. We'll take a look at this, and Jen DeSalvo, Whiskey 9 Tango Juliet X-ray from Newsline, checks in on the status of the remaining satellites in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's BIRDS. But wait, there's much more, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia for week commencing Sunday, August the 21st. I'm Shirley, VK5YL.
Hi there, this is WIA Director and President Scott Williams, VK3KJ, and great to be appearing on the broadcast this week on behalf of the WIA Board. I'll be quick today with my board comment. Earlier this year in February, the ACMA released a consultation paper on the Draft Radio Communications Assignment and Licensing Instructions, also known as RALI. An important part of the framework is the Frequency Coordination Rules for Apparatus Licensed Services. These are outlined in the RALIs. The WIA made a comprehensive submission to this consultation paper back in February and raised many important points in relation to the RALI work program for 2025-2026. In July, the ACMA released its response to the consultation feedback and outlined the next set of planned RALI reviews and follows on from the RALI review work program for 2023-24. One area that the WIA made a strong submission was in relation to RALI LM08, where the WIA expressed concerns about increased interference from the growing number of commercial and government land mobile services in the VHF band, which we state is adversely affecting amateur repeaters. The WIA proposed changes to RALI LM08 guidelines to mitigate future interference in the 144 to 148 megahertz band, and we requested an amendment to Annex D to enhance intermodulation checks. I'm pleased to report that the ACMA have acknowledged our submission in this area and noted our concerns and have stated that any amendments to Annex D to support amateur use in the 144 to 148 megahertz band will also be assessed against these priorities. The ACMA also stated that all input will be reviewed under the 2025 to 2026 RALI LM8 work program, with implementation feasibility evaluated against broader spectrum planning goals and potential impacts on existing services. The WIA will post on our website shortly a link to the ACMA RALI review work program for 2025-2026, where you can read the ACMA's full response to many areas that the WIA provided valuable feedback. It's important for the amateur radio community to know that irrespective of being a WIA member or not, the WIA is always advocating for improved outcomes for all amateur radio operators. I'm frequently asked as the president that apart from the AR magazine, what else do I get for my membership money? Well, that response is easily answered. I would put it to you that without the WIA advocating on your behalf and having input at every level, I just wonder where our hobby would be. It is sometimes difficult to measure, however, the most important issue that is our number one priority at the WIA is to protect and preserve our allocated spectrum. As Honorary Life member Peter Young, VK3MV, frequently states, no spectrum, no hobby. That's it for me this week, and back to the national news for this special ALARA edition. This has been Scott Williams, WIA President, for this week's news on behalf of the WIA Board. Best wishes.
This is the ALARA edition of the WIA National News Service, originating from VK1 WIA. ALARA President Shirley, VK5YL.
On the education scene, September presentation night, how to use the RSGB EMR calculator. Join the RIAST presentation night on September 24th, 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, as they explore the practical application of the RSGB electromagnetic radiation calculator. This powerful tool enables amateur radio operators to model common antennas in typical household backyards, providing essential calculations for power, antenna type, and spatial arrangements. Past WIA President Phil VK2 Alpha Sierra Delta from the WIA Education Committee, along with Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, will guide you through the process of using the EMR calculator. The event will be held in person at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed live on the RIAST YouTube Channel 1.
You're tuned to VK1 WIA and the WIA National News Service on RF, text, and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
This is Norma, VK2YL. Women in Amateur Radio Panel at RSGB Convention in October. The list of confirmed speakers for the RSGB Convention in October continues to grow, with a further round of names and groups released. Women in Amateur Radio is a panel discussion to be chaired by Heather Nichols, M0HMO. This exciting session will highlight five women who enjoy different aspects of amateur radio and will discuss the various opportunities, challenges and potential barriers that may exist in engaging more girls and women with amateur radio. The Enforcement Bureau of the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, has reached an agreement with an operator of a pirate radio station in the USA. According to a consent decree issued by the FCC, the pirate radio station operator has agreed to pay a civil penalty of $10,000 to settle charges in connection with operating a radio station without a license in 2023. In addition to the $10,000 civil penalty, Marius also agreed to pay a further penalty of $587,000. That's getting up close to $1 million Australian dollars should he fail to pay the agreed amount or if he is found liable for pirate radio broadcasting efforts any time over the next 20 years. New Zealand YL Group. NZYL Group was formed after Waro New Zealand went into recess in 2024 at a conference in Christchurch. Any female can join them, be it an amateur, wife of an amateur, young female amateurs, or any female. NZYL are there for friendship, fellowship, and female companionship. There is no joining fee to belong to the group, and all overseas DX Waro members remain a member of NZYL Group. They usually meet once a year at the NZART conference. The group have a regular meeting on HF every Thursday night on 80 metres, 3.685 MHz at 8 p.m. New Zealand time, that is 0800 UTC. If you would like any further information regarding the NZYL group, please email zl2ls@outlook.com. The following is a message from Hams over IP as published on QRZ. Hamshack hotline users invited to apply for services at Hams over IP. In response to recent service changes and anticipated outages affecting Hamshack hotline HH users, Hams over IP Inc. is extending a warm invitation to all amateur radio operators affected by the transition to apply for service on the Hams over IP HOIP network. As a volunteer-driven non-profit platform, Hams over IP was founded by Hams for Hams, with a mission to offer a reliable, secure and modern VOIP network exclusively for licensed amateur radio operators worldwide. The application process is simple and designed to verify call sign validity while providing setup guidance for a smooth onboarding experience. Interested Hams can apply for service at hamsoverip.com. And that is the end of the international news. 73 from Norma, VK2YL.
You're tuned to VK1WIA and the WIA National News Service on RF, text and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
Operational news, and I'm Linda, VK7QP. I'll start by bringing to the microphone Alan, VK4SN, the Remembrance Day Contest Manager, with news of last weekend's RD. Then it's to Alicia, VK2FASH, Contest Manager for ALARA.
Well, once again, everyone had a great time in this very friendly contest. Bank conditions, unfortunately, were not the best, and there were a few stations that could not work due to static crashes or QSB. We have well over 100 logs submitted so far. Remember, for those who try to submit ADIF files, logs require conversion to Gribillo format before submission is accepted. On vklogchecker.com there is a link to a converter designed by Peter, VK2PR, specifically for VK contests. This is the only converter that works for VK logs. Please do not email me ADIF, as there is nothing I can do with it. The cut-off time for log submission is August 31st at 0300 Zulu. Remember too that if you're in the youth operator category, please enter the youth option in the log header, as this is the first year for the youth awards. Please email me any pictures of your RD adventure, as I may be able to include them in the AR magazine reports. If you're not sure of something, the rules have all the info you need. Good luck everyone, and best 73s. This is Alan, VK4 Sierra November.
Hi everyone, this is Alicia, VK2FASH, Contest Manager for ALARA. The 45th ALARA contest will be held on the last weekend of August from Saturday the 30th to Sunday the 31st. Starting time is 0600 UTC on the 30th of August, finishing 24 hours later at 0559 UTC 31st of August. All YLs, OMs, Scouts and Girl Guides are invited to participate, and it is hoped that everyone will enjoy this friendly contest. It is a great opportunity to make contact with those we don't usually meet on air. Although we are slightly competitive, we do help each other by giving out numbers and spotting each other on Facebook. The contest rules are available on the ALARA contest webpage on the ALARA website. If you would like more information, please email contest@alara.org.au. 73's Alicia, VK2FASH.
Thanks, Alicia. Westlakes Cup, 13th of September, 8:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. local time. That's 10:30 to 11:30 UTC. Operation is phone on 80 and 40 metres, and all Australian stations may be worked. Oceania DX Contest. The OCDX contest is Oceania's only international-style contest where contacts with stations all over the globe are able to participate. The contest runs over the first two full weekends in October and has SSB, CW and SWL categories. Phone is on 4th to the 5th of October and CW 11th to 12th October. YOTA Contests, December. The Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club are hosting the inaugural VK YOTA contest the entire month of December. Then just 3 days from the end of what we call the VK Yota Contest comes round three of the Yota Contest, organised by the IARU Region 1 Youth Working Group. This is on December the 29th. A great way to gain extra contacts for the VK contest organised by the Fisher's Ghost AR Club. Now to the DX Window to the World, the Alara edition. We'll start the peak through the DX Window at Club Log's 5 most wanted stations. First, P5, North Korea. Second, BS7H, Scarborough Reef. Third, CE0X, San Felix Islands. Fourth, BV9P, Pratas Island. And 5, KH7K, Kure Island. South Africa, ZS, Special Event Stations. ZS100 SARL, ZS6 SRL, and ZS9 HQ celebrate the 100th anniversary of the South African Radio League until the end of 2025, so about 4 months yet to work them. The Swedish Amateur Radio Society, SSA, will celebrate its 100-year anniversary on September the 10th with a special award activity. Beginning September the 10th, SSA will feature a diploma activity that involves contacting SSA's anniversary stations on as many of the 160 to 6 metre bands and modes as possible. There will be 10 special call signs on the air, all with suffixes 100 SSA. SSA will use the HamAward online logging system, allowing hunters to track their progress in real time and download their diplomas and EQSLs instantly. 73s from Linda, VK7QP, looking forward to working you in the Alara contest.
This news is happening now. WIA, breaking news about the DATV party. Peter joins in.
Next Saturday, August the 30th, will be the annual DATV CUSO party. This is an international event using a variety of technologies. Primary amongst these are amateur stations transmitting and using a variety of DVB technologies. In Australia, the key elements will be VK3 RTV in Melbourne and VK5 RDC in Port Pirie. The international links will be between anchor stations WR8RMC, AB0MY, KC6JPG and G4 Foxtrot Kilo Kilo. The morning session, starting around 0 UTC, Saturday the 30th of August, will be in the USA, and the evening session, around 1900, will be include stations all around the Northern Hemisphere via the ATV satellite Q0100. This is an amateur satellite, and it's unique as it's the only one in the world that can manage high-definition amateur television. The link for RTV between the USA and the UK will be SRT, which is short for Secure Reliable Transport, and the VK3 RTV and VK5 RDC will be linked via that technology as well. Anyone in Melbourne and Port Pirie or Whyalla can watch via the VK3 RTV or VK5 RDC repeaters. The other option will be VK3 Victor Romeo Sierra YouTube channel. The event is very much a worthwhile watch, and it's the only international DATV CUSO party. Hope to see you then. I'm Peter, VK3BFG.
You're tuned to VK1 WIA and the WIA National News Service on RF, text and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
This is Leslie, VK5LOL, with Special Interest Group News. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Astronomy. Astronomers using the James Webb Space Telescope have found strong evidence of a giant planet orbiting a star in the stellar system closest to our own Sun. At just 4 light years away from Earth, the Alpha Centauri triple star system has long been a compelling target in the search for worlds beyond our solar system. If confirmed, the planet would be the closest to Earth that orbits in the habitable zone of a sun-like star. However, because the planet candidate is a gas giant, scientists say it would not support life as we know it. Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air. If you are a SOTA chaser looking for additional South African mountain tops, listen up. ZS-SOTA Activity Weekend is 13th and 14th of September. The European SOTA Day takes place on Saturday the 13th of September as well. So all SOTA activators, start making your plans for activating summits on the 13th and 14th of September. Lots happening worldwide. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Faith. In 2006, it occurred to John G3XYF, a farmer living in East Yorkshire, that it was high time the amateur radio world had an event, churches and chapels on the air. While there is no compulsion to raise money, John started by asking locals to sponsor him for the number of radio contacts made. His station was located in his own church in Lowthorpe, East Yorkshire, and it had the special call sign GB0LOW. CHOTA has developed substantially during the intervening years, and now each year churches across the UK, and in fact the world, permit their local radio amateurs to set up stations. If you would like to put a station on for CHOTA, then get permission from your local church and let John G3XYF, email address jtwresdell@gmail.com, know so that your event can be added to the list. In 2024, 54 stations were on the air across the globe. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. The remaining older satellites in a constellation identified earlier this year as being in the end-of-life status are now being decommissioned by the US government. Jen DeSalvo, W9TJX, from Newsline, has that report.
As the U.S. government had previously announced, the remaining satellites in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's legacy constellation of Polar Operational Environmental Studies are in the process of being decommissioned. The post-system satellite, known as NOAA-15, was to be taken out of service on the 12th of August, and another, NOAA-19, on the 19th of the month. Earlier this year, both were declared in the end-of-life stage, along with a third constellation satellite, NOAA-18, which was decommissioned back in June. For years, these satellites were relied upon by many users for vital weather data via their 137 megahertz automatic picture transmissions. These APT signals have provided data used in monitoring the environment, forest fires, volcanic eruptions, and global vegetation. Despite claims the satellite's transmissions will continue, an RTLSDR website article reports the transmitters will indeed be turned off. The end-of-life status means that the satellites are no longer eligible for repair or recovery efforts. In fact, NOAA says that these satellites should no longer be considered reliable sources of information for critical or emergency purposes. As for deorbiting the satellites, no plans have been announced. This is Jen DeSalvo, W9TXJ.
Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. And Oscar Hotel to Yankee Lima, writing in DX World, has news of EU-053. Between Finland and Sweden lies Market Reef, a rocky outpost that has captured the imagination of DXers for decades. With no trees, only a lighthouse and seabirds standing guard, this tiny Baltic island is split by a uniquely zigzagging international border, redrawn in 1985 as a result of a century old lighthouse placement mistake in 1885. From September 2026 this year, the island will come to life on the airwaves. OJOW and OJOYL will be activated by the Finnish-based team of Ann, Oscar Hotel 2, Yankee Lima, Jari, Oscar Hotel 6, Quebec Uniform, Dua, Oscar Hotel 6, X-ray, and Panu, Oscar Hotel 7, Charlie Whiskey. Landing is weather-dependent with access planned via Finland. This activation offers DX's a rare opportunity to log OJ0 from one of Europe's smallest and most weather-beaten entities. With skilled operators and powerful gear, Market Reef will definitely be heard far and wide. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. 7-year-old Gertrude Tegaki took a different approach to this year's summer break. She studied for the Amateur Radio Technician Class License, and on August the 9th, 2025, she passed. She is now officially known as Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Yankee Echo. Her father, Mark, Alpha India 7, Delta Golf, said she is proud of her accomplishment and has been beaming since passing the Element 2 exam on her first attempt. It took her a lot of dedication and hard work to learn that much material in the summer between first and second grade, he added. There are now three hams in the family, including her mother, Delia, November 7 Yankee Uniform Mike. More YLs on the air, girls. Special Interest Groups, Rescue Radio. A quick reminder about one of Western New South Wales' flagship events, the Hawkesbury Canoe Classic. This year, it is on the weekend of the 8th and 9th of November. Western New South Wales is providing the safety communications and requires many members to provide coverage of the course. The request for operators has gone out, but can you help? Check the WASN website for details. nsw.wasn.org.au. WASN New South Wales is a communications support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. Rewind. Years before the first transatlantic phone call and decades before international direct dealing would become available, a Cedar Rapids, USA teenager had a direct line to one of the most remote places on Earth. And decades before companies like Collins Radio and Rockwell Collins became multi-billion dollar enterprises, this 15-year-old's ham radio was connecting Arctic explorers with the world from his parents' attic. For weeks, his rudimentary technology would be their lifeline to the Chief of Naval Operations at National Geographic and the world. It wasn't the first time he had communicated with the world. By then, he had talked wirelessly to people in Australia, Belgium, England, Guam, India, Mexico, Puerto Rico, and Scotland. I don't think they realized they were talking to a 15-year-old, it was said. As the Great Depression set in, Collins found success selling radio transmitters to international ham operators from his attic. Enter Collins Radio. In his own lifetime, Collins and his innovations have had a hand in reaching the Arctic, critical communications during World War II, the televised moon landing, and more. It's a date, 2025, VK4 Redcliffe Club car boot sale, Saturday, 30th of August at Clubhouse. VK4 Sunfest at Beerwah Community Hall, 25 Pitchester Road, 9:30 September 13th. VK2 Westlakes Field Day, 8 a.m. October 26th on the club grounds. VK5 AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Sale, Sunday the 26th of October at David Roche Park, Kilburn. Well, that takes us to the end of this week's Alala presentation of WIA National News. Thanks to Linda, VK7QP, Leslie, VK5LOL, Norma, VK2YL, Alicia, VK2FASH, and Jen, W9TJX. I'm Alara President, Shirley, VK5YL. Thanks for listening, and 33 and 73.
This has been the Alara edition of WIA National News. WIA News is on RF, text and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
Bye.